Over 5 million people play football in the USA, and here to bring it to you in the raw, uncut, unadulterated is the undisputed number one sports show in Atlanta and abroad. 100 yards of football, live from headquarters. It's more than a game, more than a show. It's where football blends culture, economics, and society. Tap in, tune in, and lock in to 100 yards of football now.
It's that time of year as college basketball takes center stage with the tournament finally upon us. If you're looking to wager this year, BetOnline is the number one spot for all of your updated odds and info, along with great contests, including the bracket contest, where you have a chance to take home the top prize. Head over to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Just use our promo code BELIEV, that's BLEAV, to get started. BetOnline is your continued source for all your sports wagering needs, including live betting and your favorite Vegas casino games. Bet Online, where the game starts. Hello, everyone, and welcome to 100 Yards Football Sports Talk Radio. I'm your host, Logan Landers, and today I'm going to be doing a draft profile look at Mekhi Polk, the wide receiver from Mississippi State representing the Bulldogs. So be sure if you enjoyed this video or this episode of the podcast, like, comment, share, and subscribe. We'll have each and every single week with amazing content on all of our channels like Facebook and YouTube, and you can listen to our podcast anywhere you listen to podcasts, Spotify, iTunes, iHeartRadio, etc. Thanks to the Believe Podcast Network. You can listen to all of our shows each and every single day. Draft prospects, team previews, draft, more draft stuff you can find anywhere. Legends interviews and countless other topics we've covered. Go over there, leave us a review, and check it out if you wouldn't mind. So let's get into it. Mekhi Polk, the electric wide receiver from Mississippi State, but it did not start there. In fact, he started out at Cal. In 2019, his first season, he had 19 catches, 295 yards. Two touchdowns, but I will say his yards per reception, the average, was 15 and a half. Not too bad, right? Then we go 2020, right, the shortened season. 17 catches, 183 yards, one touchdown, 10.8 average. Not too bad either. So this year, right, this past season, the 6'3", 200-pound junior said, you know, I need to step things up if I want to get another shot, if I want to keep furthering my college football career and get drafted. And that's exactly what he did. 2021, he had 105 catches, which is a whole lot more. I get that Mississippi State is very much pass heavy, but I mean, when you just look at 19 catches, 17, 105, it's pretty jarring. So 105 catches, 1,046 yards, 10 yards per catch, and 9 touchdowns. So, I mean, he really stepped it up this year. You know, led the team in catches, obviously. And he was just looking really good in 2021 for Mississippi State. And the things about Mekhi Polk is people are kind of saying that this guy might be a little bit underrated. And I think that's solely because he had 2 years where they were, you know, they were decent, but nothing too insane to look at. And then this past year, his junior year, he just went off. He really showed what he can do. And he did a tremendous job for Mississippi State, for their team. And he really helped them out when they needed so most. And, I mean, I can see why people are looking at this guy and saying, man, this guy is special. He gets a bunch of catches per game. He racks up yards. He gets some touchdowns. But can he do it at a consistent level? So some of the things that I like about him, some of the things that he can improve on. Let's start with the strengths first. Obviously, like I mentioned, the yards and the catches, phenomenal this year. And, I mean, he had really good showings against Alabama, Texas A&M, Ole Miss, Auburn, LSU, all the teams in the SEC, right, where they all were very solid on defense. He set a single-season record for at Mississippi State for catches and for yards. He also had the fourth most touchdowns in the SEC in terms of receivers with 9. And, I mean, I think this was the perfect time for him to come out and go into the draft because, I mean, who's to say that he won't have as good as a year next year? You just never know. I mean, when you're at your peak, and I'm not saying this is his peak per se, but this was definitely the best year he's ever had, why not come out and see where you can go? So I definitely see why he finally was living up to that potential, and he put on a show this whole year. Like I said, he's quick, he's got good speed, really good catching ability, doesn't drop many passes. He's got good size to him. He's 6'3", 200 pounds even. That's good. Good height, good weight. He needs to work a little bit on his route running. He didn't have the most extensive route tree in college, so he can definitely do some work with that. He has a length, right? He can play above the rim, we'll say, go up and get that catch. Really good at contested catches, which is what you really need to have in the NFL, because those defensive backs are going to play you tight. And he's really just a ball hawk, honestly. He's always going to find the ball, wherever it's in front of him, behind him. He can always get to it. And like I said, people might look at it and say that, you know, he was in that very much pass-heavy offense at Mississippi State and might kind of hinder him in the NFL. But I feel like, wherever he gets drafted, I'm just saying, we're from Atlanta. We need our wide receiver here. Maybe he could be a good fit for the Falcons. I think that he is a good player. He's pretty physical. He's got a good play style. And I like him, and he could be a steal in the draft and a very defensive heavy draft. Good wide receivers. He's someone that I think people need to look at more. And I like Mekhi Polk. He's strong, and he's working on his route running a little bit. And I mean, overall, man, I think this is a guy who people might be sleeping on, a later round pick, and someone who, if your star receiver is getting double teamed, you can throw it off to him. I think he could have a solid run in the NFL as a good quality wide receiver. I'm excited for this young man goes and how he continues his collegiate career, going off from that into the NFL at the big stage come April in the draft. It's going to be fun to watch, and this guy is electric. Before we end our show today, we'd like to mention one more time, this show is presented by Bet Online. So be sure, if you enjoy this video or this episode of the podcast today, please like, comment, share, and subscribe. We go live each and every single week on Facebook and YouTube. And also, please go and check out the podcast, Get This Already. We love our podcast. We upload every single day, multiple uploads per day. Spotify, iTunes, Apple Podcast, Overcast. If you have an Alexa or Google device, just say, hey, Alexa, hey, Google, play 100 Yards of Football, and it will pop up. Or anywhere you enjoy your podcast, right? If you have a third world one, if you have one that we might not know of, I'm pretty sure we are covered. Thanks to the Believe Podcast Network for all their hard work. And, it's been a pleasure working with them. And I love doing all the editing for the podcast. And it's great to see you guys are still downloading it and having a good time watching it, whether you're on Facebook or YouTube or downloading it each and every day. Like I said, we got amazing videos going from 15 minutes, maybe shorter, maybe longer. Just depending on who we're talking to, what we're talking about. And that's what we're here for, some of the best football content on the internet. So this has been my draft profile on Mekhi Polk, the wide receiver from Mississippi State. Have a tremendous day, everyone. And we will talk to you again on another live episode coming up very soon. See you then.
What is your favorite moment from football history? What teams and players are you cheering on? And who will win it all? We want to hear from you, our listeners. Head over to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio's Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch and leave us a comment. We might use your suggestion in an upcoming episode. Tune in daily to the podcast and watch our show live every week. We are 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio on the Believe Podcast Network.